Not how you planned it. Your final league game, as Bill before, disappointing scoreline, but doesn't tell the true story of the game, does it?
I have to say, Luke, obviously it's been 23 years for me, and I have to say the standard of officiating from my very first year I was player manager has gone drastically downhill from 23 years ago. There's no improvements anywhere. It's completely affected. It was a fantastic game. We were 1-0 up, I thought fairly. Two cracking sides, moving the ball about quickly, sharply, and they have to get involved. And it just, well, you've seen it for yourself.
The first major talking point was Geno standing off. It's not the first time Geno himself has been sent off for penalties, free kicks for grabbing, and that's what it looks like the ref had gave it for, I believe. Has he been too hasty? Has Geno made a name for himself in that sense, or was it just a bad decision? I was at the other end.
I just don't think he knew what was what. They were both tugging and pulling as they got to the ball. You know, it's 50-50 either way, Luke. Red card, never. You want to give a free kick, give a free kick. But don't affect the game like that. You've got to be 100% sure that was a red. The linesman didn't flag this side, and he was cracking in line with it. How far off he was with everything else in the game, there's no way he could have been 100% sure. And that's what I always say to refs: if you're going to give a big decision, make sure you're 100% sure. There's no way he could have been.
We had a go before half time. Obviously, yeah. they then equalised. It was a rough 5 minutes, but we nearly scored. Freeman's header, Nat had a shot, Alex Howes had one cleared off the line. Before half time, I thought we gave it a good go.
We was on top, and you know, they got. I'm disappointed with the goal because it was from a corner. There's no excuse, 10 men. You know, you defend the corner, the boy had a free header. I was really disappointed in that. But before half time, we should have scored, to be fair, and we was on top. The disappointing thing, I then said to the lads, you've got to keep tight after half time for 20 minutes. You know, let them have it at the back and we'll press the second ball and we'll rat them because we're doing that all game. But we make too many mistakes, mate. And three of the four goals second half were our mistakes, and that's criminal. And I think that sums our season up.
You took the words out of my mouth, the league campaign. And it's hard to find an excuse with 10 men because we've been beat here with 10 men in the last couple of weeks,
yes,
haven't we? And teams have showed us on our own patch how to win with 10 men, Whitby and Marine.
Yeah. Yet,
against Matlock and today, when we've gone down to 10 men, I may be a bit harsh, but capitulate is sometimes what we tend to do. We just let goals in, don't we? Don't stay in it.
I don't think we stopped working. I thought we worked really, really hard, kept his shape. But you take into account the goal after half time, Cleveland's mistake, then Elliott's mistake, then Alex Howes' mistake. Teams don't do that against us. That's not bad play, it's just mistakes. And we got punished for all three. The penalty was an absolute joke. If you're going to...
Both.
Both. The forwards backing in to a defender. If you are going to give a penalty every time a forward is backing into defending, he'd actually got a chunk of Dean Freeman's shirt, then we're going to have penalties everywhere. You know, forwards are told to back into defenders. Defenders are taught to stand tall. But that knowledge only comes if you played the game. And the way, you know, Dean stood strong, the youth backing in, he's got his shirt. Did you see it?
The ball ran away from him. He knew he weren't getting it, then went down.
Yeah.
He then gave advantage. Elliott saved a shot. He then pointed to the spot.
Exactly.
And that's the end of that.
Yeah, it's baffling. I was really pleased with the first 35 minutes. Well, first half with the lads, to be honest with you, Luke. The mistakes have cost us. I'm not letting it going to define our season or define my career, but things have to change. The FA have to start looking at getting these officials more professional and getting them to understand the game more, because we need to start getting ex-footballers in there quick and fast, because they're the ones that's got the knowledge. I don't know how it's going to be done. It don't matter to me anymore, does it, after Wednesday? But for me, it has to change somewhere, because people are paying good money to watch semi-professional football, professional football, and it's getting spoiled by officials, and that can't be right for the game in general and for the game in the future.
Very quickly, on to the final Wednesday. I'm sure everyone's looking forward to that. Playing 10 men with 60 minutes probably didn't help the lads' legs after a long week, but should be well up for that, shouldn't we? And it's going to be your last game, and we'll speak to you after that as well about your time at Colville properly, but just give us your thoughts going into the final.
Yeah, it's been a tough week. You know, we've had a cup final Tuesday, which went the length. Thursday, you know, Workington today, 10 men. They need the rest now. I've got no issues with the boys. They've been a great cup side this year, fantastic cup side. I've got no issues with them bouncing back. I believe in these boys. Had we cut the mistakes out early on in the season, or maybe bought the couple of plays in what we needed, we'd be a lot higher up the table. But that's life in football. I'll never knock this lot. At the end of the day, they'll bounce back, and I won't put it past us to go and pick another cup up this week.